Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 25, Text Number 6. Griheshu kuta dharmeshu putra dharadhanartadihi naparam vindate muto brahmyan samsaravartmasu. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Those who are interested only in a so-called beautiful life, namely remaining as a householder entangled by sons and a wife and searching after wealth, think that such things are life's ultimate goal. Such people simply wander in different types of bodies throughout this material existence without finding out the ultimate goal of life. Purport. Those who are too much attached to family life, which consists of entanglement with wife, children, wealth, and home, are engaged in kuta dharma, pseudo duties. Prahlad Maharaj has likened these pseudo occupational duties to a dark well, andakupam. Prahlad has purposefully spoken of this dark well because if one falls into this well, he will die. He may cry for help, but no one will hear him or come to rescue him. The words Brahmyan Samsara Vardhmasu are significant. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very clearly explains Brahmanda Brahmite Konna Vakya Banjiv. All living entities are wandering in different types of bodies throughout different planets, and if in the course of their wanderings they come in contact with a devotee by the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, their lives become successful. Even though King Prachina Varhishat was engaged in fruitive activity, the great sage Narada appeared before him. The king was very fortunate to be able to associate with Narada, who enlightened him in spiritual knowledge. It is the duty of all saintly persons to follow in the footsteps of Narada Muni and travel all over the world to every country and village just to instruct illusioned persons about the goal of life and to save them from the entanglement of karma bandha, fruitive activity. Griheshu kuta dharmeshu putra dhara dhanartha dihi na param vindate muddo brahmyan samsara vartmasu. Those who are interested only in a so-called beautiful life, namely remaining as a householder entangled by sons and a wife and searching after wealth, think that such things are life's ultimate goal. Such people simply wandered in different types of bodies throughout this material existence without finding out the ultimate goal of life. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripata maham vande shri gurum dinataranam paramananda madhavam shri chaitanyam ishvaram. Hare Krishna. I'm happy to be back in Radhadesh. Although I don't miss the holy dham, so it's like all contradictory statements become reconciled in Krishna consciousness. So I'm happy to be back in Jura Association, and I don't miss the Holy Dames where I was for a few weeks. We visit also other temples, Hare Krishna Land in Mumbai for quite a long time. So this is a very interesting verse. This is spoken by King Prachinabarhi. King Prachinabarhi was actually engaged in furtive activities. He was expert in karma kanda activities. He would perform sacrifices and also kill animals in the performance of sacrifices, and his goal was to become elevated to heavenly planets to achieve a better quality of material life. Still, we see that when he met Sri Narada Muni, he had the culture that beyond the karmakanda activities, there is something higher. And therefore here he is, at least theoretically, he is acknowledging that generally people have the tendency to become attached to a pleasant life in the material world. We try to make our home here in the material world. We say home, sweet home, isn't it? Home, sweet home. Like, you know, the winter is coming. I'm noticing perhaps more than you, because I come from India. It was very hot. It was like Mumbai and Mayapur was really hot. Like, you could go, okay, here you have wood heating also. So it's, but you felt, we were sweating all the time. And now suddenly this changed, and I see how the winter is coming very quickly. And during the winter, we take shelter of home, right? We put the heating system, the chimney is better because then we see the fire and produces also a psychological feeling in the mind. Now they do it in America. I have seen, I was visiting some devotees, and they have this automatic chimney. So I don't know, you see the wood, I don't think there is real wood, I don't know. But you just press a button, and then it starts. And then it seems, and it gives a mental feeling of like shelter, especially in the winter. So home sweet home. We try to find a comfortable situation in the material world. This is the nature of the embodied soul, the conditioned embodied soul, that we try to find comfort in the material existence. But the message we get from these and many other verses in Srimad Bhagavatam is that actually it is not realistic to search for such beautiful material life. We may search, we may imagine, but it is not realistic. Material life, meaning material life means life without Krishna, when Krishna is not present. So life without, godless life is not a source of real happiness. It is only imaginary happiness. We have some happiness, some sensational, some temporary feeling of pleasure, but happiness comes together with suffering. Like when we have one coin and the coin has two sides. Sometimes we get the side of the coin we like, sometimes we get the side of the coin we dislike. And this is the nature of life. So this verse helps us to establish clear expectations about life. Modern propaganda we see when we go to all the we travel in the cities, we see many advertisements, and they, basically the message communicated, we see it also very much in India now. So the message is that you can be happy in this world without God. You can do it yourself. You don't need anyone else. You can do it. You are self-sufficient. You are independent. You are strong enough. And it is actually cheating. They are cheating us. But because our tendency to cheat is also there, then we feel attracted. You see? So the tendency to cheat is within ourselves. So when we see that there is advertisement that I will enjoy in this way, and generally they do it even in India. They are learning the communications skills that we learn in the communications courses. Like they say, when you go on TV, smile, teeth. They say teeth. I know you see in India also everywhere all the advertisements, the people you find generally beautiful women and also some men, teeth, handsome men, and everyone is smiling. So that we buy the product that will give us happiness. And the tendency is there, and we become attracted to the smiling, beautiful people, and then in this way they sell us, in Spanish we will say, they sell us the motorcycle. This will be a literal translation. Te venden la moto. Venden la moto means sell the motorcycle. It means you don't want to buy it, but somehow you get it. You are convinced by this propaganda. So therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam constantly is reminding us what is the real situation. And here it is mentioned, kuta dharmeshu. Kuta dharmeshu means pseudo religious life. Cheating religion. Srimad Bhagavatam rejects cheating religion. Dharma projita kaita votra paramonir matsaranam satam. The Srimad Bhagavatam establishes devotional service to the Supreme Lord as the goal of life. And rejects cheating religion. Cheating religion means that we try to use God for our own enjoyment. God becomes our servant. We need something, and then we call out to God. But because I want to get something, I want to have a happy life, I want to be free from danger. This is a tendency. Of course, Krishna is very kind, very merciful, and he's always minimizing our suffering. And Srila Prabhupada explains in his books that especially he minimizes the suffering of his devotees. When we sincerely serve Krishna selflessly, then Krishna also, he reciprocates. Even if we do it in a mixed way, we have still some selfish desires, but sometimes we do it selflessly. Krishna, he sees only that we are doing it. He sees the good. Oh, he's endeavoring. He's doing so good. He's serving me with a sincere desire. And he doesn't take into account whatever mistakes we make in the course of performing devotional service. And then he diminishes our suffering. I was in Calcutta, went to visit one devotee, we were going for dinner, and I was into the taxi, and the Calcutta taxis are not as modern as the Belgian taxis. Like you have this here, every car has this automatic system to turn the windows up and down. So I wanted to put up the window because people start looking, and sometimes they want to, even they see someone Western attracts too much attention. So I would put up there. So, but this, the handle to put up the window, was actually broken, and it cut my fingers. I cut like that. And of course, what will you feel like in Calcutta, if you're in Calcutta? Those of you who have been there may understand better. The city of joy, they advertise. The city of joy. So anyway, what it came to mind is, oh, maybe infection, isn't it? When we cut in a place which is a place which is dirty, I thought this is metal. Infection, it was bleeding and was painful. So then I asked the devotee. There was one Indian devotee who was guiding us, one new devotee, new young boy. And I asked him, I said, I cut here. Do you have anything to disinfect? What do you do when you cut here in India? And he said, I do nothing. I said, okay, you just chant Hare Krishna and that's it. But of course, we Westerners, we feel apprehensive immediately. I will get infected, and I don't know in English the word tetanus. You may die in 24 hours, the mind goes into all these things. But you could see how kind Krishna is, that everything was so easy. We were going to the place where devotees have the Govinda's restaurant. We went there. I think we were going for, actually, we were stopping there for prasad, and then we were going somewhere else. So, and then we asked if they had something. They didn't have, but then next door to the temple there was a pharmacy. And it actually was nothing, it was just my mind. The mind creates pleasure and the mind creates suffering. So anyway, we went to the pharmacy. But I was remembering how Krishna is kind, that normally I would have cut my fingers, like really cut. This was actually, Krishna was protecting in so many ways. And many times we should think like that. Srila Prabhupada reminds us, whenever we experience suffering, we should remember that according to our karma, we will be experiencing much more suffering. But Krishna is so kind that he's minimizing the suffering a lot. And then we are experiencing a little token of suffering so that we can remember what is the nature of the material world. And so that we can become detached from the idea of kuta dharma, trying to enjoy by exploiting whatever Krishna is very generously giving us. Krishna gave us so many things. And many times, instead of using it in his service, we tend to exploit. And this is true also here, the description is giving of family life. The tendency is to try to exploit family life for our own enjoyment. But actually, family life is meant to please Krishna. The Srimad Bhagavatam is not against family life. We find many great devotees in Srimad Bhagavatam who were grihasthas. Can you think of some? Kardama Muni? Vyasadev? Prithu Maharaj? Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj. So, so many great devotees, they were... Nanda Maharaj. So, they had families, but their priority was Krishna. Of course, they took care of their family members, but their attention was focused on Krishna. And also, their family members also will focus on Krishna. So it is not that when we read this, we should necessarily reject family life. Family life is good if it is applied in Krishna's service. In the past, many times we misunderstood this, and we took only the external meaning of verses such as this. Of course, Grihamedi life, Grihamedi means, when literally means that the intelligence is focused, Medha means intelligence, the intelligence is focused on Griha, on home, on the material home. But actually, our intelligence should be focused, like Srila Prabhupada, even he wrote it in the title of his magazine, back home, back to Godhead. So, back to Godhead. Our intelligence should be focused on our real home. Our real home is Krishna's abode. Or also Krishna's service. We can also live in Krishna's abode by chanting the holy name of Krishna, by discussing Krishna Katha, the topics of Krishna. This is what keeps us in Krishna's abode. Or at least keeps us focused on Krishna's abode. And also by serving together in the association of devotees. And as Srila Prabhupada explains here, by preaching Krishna consciousness. And actually Srila Prabhupada, he founded the movement on this principle. The principle that we should not live an easygoing life, but we should sacrifice for Krishna. We should sacrifice for Krishna. It doesn't matter if we are family, men and women, or if we are monks, nuns. We don't have nuns per se, but the spirit of nuns' life, like someone does not want to get married, also can be, it's maybe appropriate. Srila Prabhupada supported it in different occasions. So it doesn't matter. The important principle is to sacrifice for Krishna. For Krishna, and also especially to give Krishna consciousness to other people. To extend ourselves. And it is because devotees sacrificed so much that we have many wonderful projects that now we can visit and experience the transcendental atmosphere in those places. Like we have the Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Mandir. During Kartik it was packed. I mean, the temple is becoming small. It's packed always, but in Kartik more packed. And you cannot even a pin doesn't fit in the middle. It's like it's to take darshan is really, you feel you cannot move to one place to another. Sometimes I was seeing the devotees moving. I was thinking, you cannot move. I was trying to find my strategic place to see, to take the darshan and then stay there. And then after Artik, then devotees will go to other places, and then there will be more space for moving. Or in Mumbai, Hare Krishna land, I think Mother Vishakha, you were one of the heroes who sacrificed there. That property, that place, you go now, and they call it heaven on earth. Srila Prabhupada, it seems that they are quoting Srila Prabhupada. In one occasion, he mentioned heaven on earth. And it is advertised in this way. And it feels like heaven on earth in the middle of Mumbai. Such a beautiful and devotional worship, singing, nice kirtans. People coming, literally thousands of people daily coming for darshan. Tens of thousands of people coming every Sunday for darshan. The restaurant, it's so many people coming for to take prasadam from all parts of Mumbai and perhaps from other cities. They come to heaven on earth. But we can go there and experience Srila Prabhupada's gift because his dear disciples, like Mother Vishakha and many others, Giriraj Maharaj and Tamal Krishna Maharaj was there, right? So many devotees who sacrifice. They were living, the place was infested by rats, snakes, very difficult situation. A place that we will not want to live. But devotees, they sacrificed for Prabhupada. They were ready. Srila Prabhupada wanted a temple there. And they said, okay, we will do it for Prabhupada. We love Prabhupada. We should sacrifice for Krishna. And because of that, now there is such a beautiful temple. Something similar happened in Sridhar Mayapur. No, we go and we have this conch building and the Gada building, even the Gada building, they're making everything so comfortable, so nice. Hot water, even if you have to go out the door and get your bucket. Hot water in a place that you don't need hot water, really. But okay, in case you are picky or you are ill, so hot water is there all the time. But the devotees, they were living in very difficult conditions in the beginning. In a dormitory style, but not like we have in the guest house. Very difficult. So the Krishna consciousness movement was established by Srila Prabhupada on this basis, on sacrificing for Krishna. And the Krishna consciousness movement will be maintained also on the principle of sacrificing for Krishna. If we lose the spirit of sacrificing for Krishna, then we are losing the essence of Krishna consciousness. So it means we should do something that we do not like to do. Or that even if we like because we like to sacrifice, but it is not easy to do. We need to endeavor to do it. So this is an important principle that we can learn from this and many other verses found in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And the result of such sacrificing is that Krishna will be pleased, the spiritual masters, the Vaishnavas, they will be pleased, and naturally we also will feel very pleased. Even if sometimes it's hard, but we'll feel, yes, it was good to sacrifice for Prabhupada, for Krishna. Any comments or questions? Yes, when it is said that Krishna does not consider what we are, our deficiencies, means that he is very compassionate and very kind. But of course, he wants the love we are hiding, he wants the love. So whatever love we are hiding and we are not really giving, he wants that. And therefore he's pushing and he creates situations that will push us and even sometimes force us to give our the love we are our resistance, whatever love we are not giving and we are resisting to give, he pushes us in different ways by creating situations. And this is difficult situations. And that's why there are difficulties in the world, so that we can give to Krishna what we are keeping for ourselves. What we think we are keeping, actually we are not really keeping. It's just imagining, it's imagination. So that's the idea. So, but of course, even if Krishna doesn't look at our defects, we should consider them, and we should work to purify our hearts from them. We have defects, so we should acknowledge them first, and then endeavor to purify them, and pray to Krishna that he will help us to purify whatever we are not able to clean by our own endeavor. One more question or comment, Ramachandra Prabhu. Yes, certainly, yes. Yes, it's if we cheat others, like even if we say, sometimes people say white lies, we should be careful with white lies, because white lies, sometimes then it is a bad habit, then we don't know how to differentiate what is white, what is black. It sometimes happens, like we say, okay, no, I may say something, it's not a serious lie. But we should be honest. Okay, maybe sometimes in a dangerous situation, in an extreme emergency, that will be an occasion where it will be allowed to say something which is not true. We find some stories in the Mahabharata that illustrate this. But generally speaking, we should always be truthful in all respects. So cheating, of course, the highest cheating is whatever distances us from a pure devotional service to Krishna. This is the highest way of cheating, or the greatest way of cheating. But also we should be careful with the other minor ways of cheating, because then this may push us to do bigger, to cheat in bigger ways. So when we avoid any kind of cheating, or we work to avoid that, then naturally when something which is not related to the absolute truth or to the Lord is presented to us, we will not feel attracted to it. Or at least we will be able to see it and be careful. Oh, I feel attracted to that. I should be careful because this is my cheating tendency. Okay, thank you very much for your kind attention. I brought some Mahaprasad from Sridhar Mayapur, and Sri Sri Radha Madhava, Sri Panchatadva, and Sri Narasimhadev, I invite you to come forward and get one piece.
Wow, thank you.
I don't have cookies for everyone, but I have this also. Please come, don't be shy. Whoever comes faster will get the bigger. So.